are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, I couldn't talk about this on the earlier hour, but I know many of you men are very excited about being one step closer to a birth control pill for men. I know y'all are just, I don't think we'll be able to sell it. Yeah, that's why it's taking so long for them to come up with a male birth control. Most men don't want to take the birth control. They want the women to do it, which to me blows my mind, because most men, you would think, if we stereotype psychologically, they like having the control. If I were a man and I had to hope that my lady took her birth control correctly, purchased her birth control, had access to get birth control, right? I would want more control over the situation. So you would think more men would say, yeah, I'd love taking birth control. Fine by me. Yeah, I got to put that out there. I want to hear if you guys would you men take birth control? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, it depends, Dr. Dahlia. Are we talking about an IUD? Because I'm not sticking anything in there. No. We're talking about a pill. Well, here's the thing. It's not out yet, but they've come up with the gene discovery. Okay, from what I understand, now I got to read through this, okay? The font is really small, and I haven't purchased reading glasses yet, okay? They say researchers from the University of Edinburgh have recently discovered a gene that is essential for the development of sperm. By the way, I have this on my Facebook fan page, and the sperm are gorgeous. They made them blue in this one. Yeah, they really made the sperm pretty. Okay. The study is published in the journal PLOS Genetics. I know. Don't break down the newsstands getting this one. And it highlights the gene Catinol-1, which causes temporary infertility in male mice when blocked. In order to identify Catinol-1 as a key element in sperm production, the researchers treated a group of mice with a chemical called Enu, which triggers mutation in the DNA. Afterward, they bred mice to see if any of them became infertile. After establishing a group of impotent mice, and I'm sure the mice are pretty happy about that one, they backtracked through genetic mapping to identify the gene that became disrupted by the Enu. Got it. Then that led them to Catinol-1. This could be a movie. I'm thinking Katniss with Hunger Games. This could be a movie. Had a gene map and backtrack and impotent sperm. I say great sci-fi flick. All right. So, let me see. Okay, so what does this mean? Do y'all have to take the Enu? What does it mean? Lee and his team further identified the Catinol-1. I'm not talking emu. Emu is an animal. We're talking Enu. They further identified the Catinol-1 was used to regulate a structure known as microtubules. Okay, you lost men right there. Men do not want to be associated with anything called micro. All right, so they regulate a structure known as microtubules, parts of sperm that are needed for support and the acquisition of nutrients. Breaking down these microtubules inhibits sperm's ability to move throughout the testes during their maturation. So basically what they're doing is they're handicapping the sperm, so they can't eat and they can't move. I get it. All right. Med, does that sound good? Does that whet your appetite at all? No? Still want to buy it? The gene discovery not only paves the way for a male contraceptive pill, but could also aid in better understanding causes of male infertility. Enu and microtubules. I am dying for the next chapter on this. I can't wait. Okay, I'm honestly excited. I'm waiting with bated breath on this one. However, a potential male contraceptive pill would not utilize gene therapy, but instead would involve identifying a protein that is used to regulate Catinol-1. I think this would freak men out, people, I'll be honest with you. I mean, because, you know, at least with us females, you know, preventing ovulation, we're already kind of used to that. You know, it's nothing new. No, nobody's messing with any microtubules or nutrients or anything like that. So, all right, well, what are you going to do? Now, they said the drug would be reversible, okay, because they want somebody who wants to later impregnate, because, again, you don't want anything to affect sperm permanently. They say Catinol-1 only affects sperm in the later stages of development, so it would not hinder the early stages of sperm production. Oh, so if you have a Doogie Howser sperm, that gets through all this and acts mature even though he isn't, you could still impregnate the lady. Hmm. Yeah, they got to figure out something for the Doogie Howser sperm. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so guys, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Like, whew. Oh, that's a close one. My wife is listening to the radio next to me. She's going to want me to get the male birth control. It's not going to be out for a while. Again, they have to have a demand. You know, this stuff costs money. And unless they could guarantee that someone's going to purchase it, there's, you know, it's going to be very, very hard to get out on the market. I mean, I'm sure, well, you know what would probably do? They'd probably market to the women, you know, getting their men to take it. I bet that's what would happen. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, what are we going to talk about today? Oh, there's a lot. There's a bus driver who was taking Utah high school students to Disneyland who possibly was high on cocaine. We need to watch these bus drivers and make sure who's transporting your children across the states are with it. TJ Lane, the boy that shot, I believe it was three students, killed three students at the Ohio High School, will be tried as an adult. All right. They say obesity is not always tied to heart risk. Okay. Of course, other things can. That's a big duh there. They also had to extract an 835-pound woman from her house. Actually, she was a girl. She's only 17 years old. By taking down a wall. Let me see what else we got here. There's some other good stuff. Oh, yes. A woman's wife finds her bike after 4 decades. That's always interesting. Yeah. I think the article's entitled Lesbian Reunited with Her Bike. She lost 4 decades ago. Well, that's got to be a good story. Okay, so as you can see, we've got a very busy day. Plus, I want to get to your emails. I apologize if I haven't gotten to your emails, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. You can email us at drdahlia.com. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We got Donovan working the dials, and we're going to get to work. Okay. What was going on with the John Edwards trial? I guess one of the alternate jurors was flirting with him. What's that about? Is he really that good looking? Is John Edwards good looking? For a juror to flirt with him, it was an alternate juror. Maybe she wants to get kicked out so she could go home. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention! Information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy who helped sponsor. Great company. I love their products. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's get to some of your emails here. Dr. Dahlia, I have a sore throat and my doctor will not give me antibiotics. I'm on day 4 and it's getting worse. He said that what I had was viral and I didn't need antibiotics. If I'm worsening, what should I do? He's my primary care provider, and I'm assigned to him. Oh, yeah, you're stuck. If you have a doctor I don't know if you're in an HMO, et cetera, and you think you need something and the doctor says no, then trying to get back in with them is more difficult. You know, I've continually argued with many of you that, you know, go and get a new doctor. All right? Now, that's a whole other story. We'll talk about sore throats in day 4 and what that means, but... You know, I know it's easier said than done. You know, if you're having an issue with your doctor, I say go get a new one. You know, it's not that easy, especially when you're assigned to one. And it's frustrating because I know. I mean, my patients that are stuck with me, you know, if they don't like me, it's tough. It is. And in fact, sometimes the HMO likes that situation. Right? It's very favorable for them because if you don't like the doctor and the doctor doesn't like you, you're not going to interact as often, and they end up saving money, right? So, but here's the thing. Okay, if you have a viral, and this is perfect a perfect topic because many people are sick right now. I can't tell you how many people have come into our office with sore throat, et cetera. I've come down with a real bad sore throat. I've been miserable the last 2 days. You know, one way to tell if it's bacterial is to do a swab and do a culture. Many of us medical providers don't because it costs money. You know, I mean, I was taught when we were sitting in our classrooms, first, second year medical school, that you swab the throat and you see what it grows and you wait the 3-4 days, but it's not practical and it's not financially practical, right? Time-wise, not cost-effective. So what happens is we take a look at you and, you know, so if you have a sore throat and you have swollen glands, you have a high fever, we see pus on the back of the throat, a strawberry-like tongue, you know, sometimes we'll diagnose you with strep. Right? If you could do a quick rapid strep test in the office, we do it. Now, but many times once we see pus and we see how miserable you are, we give antibiotics. However, we're told not to give antibiotics for every sore throat, because what if you have a young high school student, college student, has sore throat, red, kind of tired, fatigued, swollen glands? You give them penicillin, they could get a rash if it's mono. Now, so it's nice to determine what they have. It just sometimes it's very difficult to tell, you know, in a 5-minute doctor visit. Okay, and I have a lot of respect for doctors. I'm a doctor. I don't want to always take doctor's side, but I do understand the patient's point of view when they're like, look, something's not right, and the doctor says it's viral, I'm not giving you an antibiotic. So here you are. If you're on day 4 and it's getting worse, I would probably, you know, make sure you get swabbed, you know, take another peek at you, and then possibly consider an antibiotic. Now, keep in mind, most viruses will last 7 to 10 days. So just because it's day 4 doesn't mean it has to be bacterial. Okay? It could still be viral, you know, and it just has to peak midweek. But the fact that you're getting worse, you know, and with everything going around right now, and strep is going around and there's some bacterial gunk, you know, in some clinics, you might be treated differently. But this is what you do. You call the doctor. If nobody calls you back, make an appointment. I got to tell you guys, I get emails all the time. Dr. Dahlia, my doctor won't call me back. I think the day and the age of doctors calling you back is gone. Remember the days doctors used to make house calls? Remember when that ended? Now, doctors calling you back personally doesn't seem to happen as often. And it's horrible. It's a shame. And I can't stand it in my office as well. I can't stand not being able to talk to patients because I was trained that way. One of the doctors that trained me was a much older farm doc. He was from Ely, and he would treat everybody. He would do house calls. He would even treat their horse. He removed a thyroid out of one of his patient's horses because there wasn't a veterinarian on that weekend. I mean, he did everything. And I learned that, you know, you stop by the person's house, you drop off some samples, you check on, you know, grandbaby. And that's the way I wanted to do medicine. Just it's not practical from a malpractice standpoint. It's not practical from a financial standpoint. You know, when I first opened my practice, I would be there till 9, 10 o'clock at night calling patients back. Now, these were patients that I did not require to come and see me. And I'd be talking to them on the phone, I'd be calling them prescriptions. And I noticed I was spending half the day doing free medical work at night away from my family than, you know, than seeing patients and, you know, being financially compensated for it. But again, at that point, I was in so much debt, I didn't care. You know, then when it's like, okay, I got to really start paying back on these loans. I can't be doing all these freebies. And unfortunately, and I'm honest with you, I hate saying that. I'd like to, on my own radio show, act like Dr. Dahlia is the biggest hero out there. But there had to be a time when I mean, because you already give plenty of free medical care. You're giving free medical care every day. You know, when insurance companies don't pay you, when patients' insurance run out, but it's not on the electronic notice that you get when many times your front desk will contact the insurance company. If it's not updated, patient will look active. And, you know, many patients do this. They get fired and they come in that day or two. And then, of course, the insurance company says, not paid. So, you know, many times we physicians, we see people for free anyway. And I look at it as, well, it's a part of the job. But to do extra on top of that gets very difficult. I mean, if I want to see people for free, I want to then go into, right, a very underserved area of town, and all day long or all week long see patients and make a difference. I don't want to just coincidentally see people for free. You get tired, you get worn out, and you still have bills to pay. So again, I want to, you know, I want to pretend like I'm a hero, but you need to know what the doctors are thinking. One of the reasons why I do this talk show as a doctor, even though it does, it pulls me away from my practice, et cetera, is because it's interesting to get the doctor's perspective so you know what's going on. Right? And I don't want you to feel sorry for us by any means, you know. I mean, we have our own pity parties. It's okay. And I appreciate your empathy and sympathy, you know, especially with Obamacare looming. You know, I appreciate it. But knowing the doctor's perspective sometimes can make you understand why many of us are, you know, considered what we are. And I can't say the words on air, okay? But trust me, there's a whole different side of the story. So, but I understand how frustrated you are. You think you're getting worse. You call the doctor, they don't call you back. I would show up to the office and be seen. And remember, your first words are, I am getting worse. Remember, then it commits the doctor to look further. If you go, oh, I'm the same, I'm doing okay, well then, you know, and I mean, be honest. I mean, if you are doing better and you're the same, be honest. But if you're worse, don't, because you're intimidated, because he or she walks into the room, you, you know, mollify it or soften what you want to say. You know, be truthful, right? I don't diminish what, you know, the passion that you're having here in this email to me. You know, tell the doctor, I am worse. Tell the nurse when she triages you, I am worse. And that forces the doctor to take a different plan of action most of the time. Great question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Fred writes, doctor, she doesn't say where from. Doctor, what are signs of an enlarged prostate? I'm getting up twice a night to urinate, and I'm only 40. I mean, you know, at age 40, your prostate could start to enlarge, but to me, you sound a little young. I would say, well, first of all, how often, what is the normal amount of time to urinate at night? It's actually twice. If you think about it, we've talked about this on my show, well, you know, throughout the day, how many times do you go to the bathroom or how often? Every few hours. Well, if you sleep 7-8 hours a night and your body is on that cycle, you'll probably have to urinate twice a night. Now, if you sleep well, which we're hoping you do, you'll sleep through the night. And then you'll wake up and you'll be running to the bathroom like we all do. So, you know, the first thing I think of is maybe your prostate isn't large. It's just you're not sleeping well. You don't have a good deep sleep. The other thing I think about is infection, if you have to get up frequently, or diabetes, nocturia, polyuria, when you have to urinate more, your body's trying to get rid of the sugar. So sometimes urinating frequently could be that. Then we start to look at the size of the prostate. You do a physical exam. I know everybody says run a PSA, but the PSA looks for prostate cancer. You know, it doesn't really tell us if your prostate's enlarged. You need to feel it. And you do the rectal exam. We feel the prostate, and we're like, oh, you're enlarged. You know, sometimes the urologist will do some testing on you. But at age 40, you sound just a little bit young. So my recommendation would be get your urine checked, make sure there's no infection. Take a look at how you're sleeping. Do you have sleep apnea? So you're waking up and you're in a very low level, low REM sleep, low, you know, level of your sleep cycle. So when you do feel bladder pressure, you get up to go to the bathroom. And that's why you're noticing that you're getting up twice. I would look at all those. All right, guys. Well, great questions. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Doctor, the other day you were discussing texting and the woman who may be liable for texting while her boyfriend was driving and hit a couple on a motorcycle. I could not shut my phone off. It's a good idea, but I would continually check my phone for messages unless the sound was on. Well, first of all, just to go back, the woman who was considered by the plaintiff's side liable for texting her boyfriend when he hit them in his car when they were in a motorcycle, looks like a judge said no, is not going to hold her liable. So that was already thrown out of court. I believe that happened today. I guess Shannon Kalana was sending messages to her boyfriend Kyle Best back in September 2009. It was a wreck that involved his car and a couple on a motorcycle. Both the people on the motorcycle lost their leg. And so, David, the Kubert, had his left leg torn off above the knee. The wife eventually had her left leg amputated. So, I mean, I understand them being absolutely upset. I understand them wanting blood. I would, too. And it's a shame because he did, Mr. Best, did plead guilty to distracted driving, admitting he was using a cell phone, etc. Best was ordered to speak at 14 high schools about the dangers of texting and driving, and he had to pay about $775 in fines. His driver's license was not suspended. But there may be an appeal. And the case against Shannon Kalana has been dismissed. But I don't think they're going to continue or appeal that. They just want to make people aware that precedents eventually could be set where if you are making the text, when an accident happens on the other side, you could be liable. Right now, it's not standing up in court. It was dismissed. But I was, you know, discussing yesterday how, or a few days ago, how, you know, maybe you should just shut your phone off if you can when you drive, because when those little dings come in, right, that a text comes through or a email message comes through or a Facebook post. And on my iPhone, there's a different sound for each. You look. You want to look. And then sometimes we're so impatient. We have become such an impatient society. You don't wait to answer back. And the reason why you don't wait is, you know, the other side doesn't want to wait. I can't stand it when I text my husband and he doesn't answer back because I don't know if I should start something new. Should I go in with the patient? Because I don't like to bring my phone in with me when I go in with the patient. So if I make some communication, I don't like to make my communication leave. I want to make sure there's some closure to that communication. For example, if I want to nag him about something, I want to know that he received the nag. So I'm just as impatient too. We brought this on ourselves. We're an extremely impatient society. We don't want to wait for our food. We start eating our fast food in the car. We don't wait to cook our food. We don't wait for a letter. Remember, you sit there and wait for a letter. You don't have to wait for a letter. You get a text. You get an email. You don't have to wait for anything. Even, you know, board scores. I had to wait months to know if I passed my boards. Now these medical students, they know in weeks. Boy, it's easy. Everything's so much easier now for everybody. But unfortunately, we've really become a little ADD. In terms of, okay, well, there's a message. You have to look at it. I have to look at it. It peaked. It could be important. How important could it be? It's not that it's an important message. It's you want to know what somebody thinks of your Facebook post. And it's weird where we get our gratification now. You know, we were discussing earlier, either this year or last year, about how, you know, receiving texts or this Facebook feedback or people answering your posts could be addictive and hits your reward centers. It's stupid. It's absolutely stupid because on the flip side, you're having people depressed if somebody doesn't answer their Facebook post or somebody defriends them. We have a whole new frame of reference now in terms of social networking and communication. If somebody defriends you, it's an act of war. I know because when I was really mad at somebody, I defriended them. And I hit that enter button with so much force. You know, it's amazing. You know, and I think we're trying to express ourselves passionately through written word and it's not working. So anyway, it looks like one of my listeners is like, I can't shut off my phone. I have to look at it. Well, maybe they need to develop, and I'm sure they already have this developed. I wouldn't know because I don't buy the expensive fancy phones, but maybe they have to develop some sort of a smartphone where it'll speak your text. You know, if it beeps, you don't have to look at it because a voice, I would like a men's voice, but a man's voice, but I know my husband is going to want a British woman. The text saying, your wife wrote you, please stop by the store and fetch some milk. You know, and maybe that's what we need. We need some sort of technology where you don't have to look away. My only problem is I don't want to hear my what if it's something from my mom? You know, and I love my mom, but anytime my mom texts me, you know, already, you know, I'm starting to worry about what she wants, what she needs, what I have to do. And so I just don't think we should be distracted. But right now we are so addicted to our phones. We are so addicted to this type of communication. It's ridiculous. You know, I'm a physician. I teach, I talk to kids about safety all the time, but that ding, like a Pavlovian response, makes me look. It's horrible. And no, you can't set it on the dash because that's still distracting. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to do this. But, you know, there being a possible legal case eventually, of your texting to somebody and then you being liable for an accident, that's not going to help the texting while driving. Because again, if you're at work and you're on your break, you should be allowed to text. I mean, how do you control what's happening on the other side? You can't. Which is why I don't know if this would ever go that far in a legal system. You know, but I do know that I'm very aware of who could be. I make sure I'm kind of aware of who is in the car. And I do not text or call my husband when he's driving. And I don't think that's a bad behavior to take on. All right, so it's something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, speaking of driving, we have a bus driver here taking Utah high school graduates to Disneyland, and he was arrested for DUI and drugs. Brandon Gilman, 30 years old of South Jordan, Utah, was about to drive a bus full of recent high school graduates to Disneyland. So from Utah, so we're probably talking about six, so I don't know where South Jordan would be, but anywhere between 6 to 8 hour drive. Now, he was about to drive a bus full of the students. This was on Wednesday. Oh, by Cedar City. All right, so Vegas is about 2.5 hours to Cedar City, 4 hour or 3.5 hour. Yeah, so we're talking about a 6 hour drive. All right, now what had happened is I'm a little kind of sketchy on how they determined this, but I think while they were boarding, police were there and there were dogs to sniff for drugs. Parents and faculty members had asked police to bring a canine to the scene before the bus departed to check students' bag for drugs. Then Officer Isaac Askaroth boarded the bus with his dog, and another officer noticed bus driver, Brandon Gilman, looking suspicious, kind of stuffing stuff in his pockets, being fidgety, removing items from his backpack, and then he tried to wander off the bus. So the dog immediately alerted the police officers of his bag. They found prescription pills, drug paraphernalia, and what appears to be cocaine. Then he failed a sobriety test, a field sobriety test, was arrested on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under the influence. He was about to go on a 6 hour ride with these kids, driving these children. Now, one part of that drive from Cedar City to LA, you're going through the gorge in Arizona. It's a very beautiful drive, but also pretty dangerous. If you swerve, it's not a safe drive. Very interesting. So they got another bus driver. Everybody's happy. They went on their way. But, wow. You know, and it's interesting because every time my kids go on a trip, I try to check out the bus driver. And they're very stoic. Maybe it's because they have to kind of turn it off because these kids are going to drive them crazy because they're all yelling and screaming. They're like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to go on a, 4 hour ride with these guys who won't shut up. But I wish there's a way we parents could check things out. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if you want to be back for this one. I'm not lying about this. You can't make this up. A Japanese man, 22 years old, cooks his own genitals and serves them to guests who paid for it. They knew they were going to be eating his genitalia. You got to hear the story. Okay. There was a man who had his genitals removed. Okay. From what I understand, Mao Sugiyama, 22 years old, is asexual and had voluntarily undergone surgery to have them removed. Now, usually when we remove some sort of tissue, if it's not viable and we don't want to use it as a donor, and I doubt they would, we discard it, right? Probably in a biohazard container, or we, you know, discard it and a location that we think would be safe so nobody accidentally eats it. He, for some reason, took it home. He's an illustrator by trade, froze the penis and scrotum, and he decided to cook them and season them. Five people were going to be guests at this dinner party. He charged guests around $200 a person to eat the genitalia. This was in Tokyo, Japan. Yeah. They were garnished with mushrooms and parsley. Is this ridiculous? Is this? Before going into dinner, guests sat down to listen to a piano recital and take part in a panel discussion. CalorieLab.com reported. Mal, who goes by the nickname HC, and I'm sure there's going to be a few other nicknames following the story, had initially considered eating his own penis, but decided to serve the penis and the testicles up instead. He cooked the genitalia himself as he was supervised by a chef. Where do you get these people? Where do you get these people? In a tweet, he offered to cook his penis for a guest for close to $1,000. However, he ultimately decided to split the meal between six guests. He wrote on Twitter, if you're going to follow somebody on Twitter, I guess this is the guy to do it. I don't tweet stuff this interesting. He wrote on Twitter, I am offering my male genitalia, full penis, testes, and scrotum as a meal for 100,000 yen in Japanese. The organs were surgically removed. I was tested to be free of venereal diseases. The organs were of normal function. I was not receiving female hormone treatment. First interested buyer will get them, or I will consider selling to a group. Hold the phone. Isn't Twitter only like 160 characters? How's he getting? He probably did multiple tweets. Will prepare and cook as the buyer requests at his chosen location. In total, 70 people attended the event in the Suginami ward of Tokyo, while five people tucked into the genitalia. I guess the rest of them ate beef or crocodile. Are you kidding me? The people who ate his genitalia were a 30-year-old couple. I am so sorry. I can't stop with this story. 30-year-old couple, 22-year-old woman, 32-year-old man, and Shingabo Matsusawa, 29, an event planner. He tweeted before the event, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance, so I decided on the spur of the moment to do it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance because nobody wants to eat somebody else's genitalia. There were pictures posted on his blog, but later removed them, and said his decision to take them down was due to privacy considerations. Sugiyami made guests sign a waiver, so he was not responsible if they became ill after eating his genitalia. They were removed in early April, shortly before his 22nd birthday. So, I guess, fresh frozen, right? The dinner party, or I don't even know if I want to read this anymore. Oh, they may post the recipe online. Guests said, how did they taste? That they were rubbery, and they had very little taste. Police were contacted, but did not launch an investigation because they probably thought if somebody upchucked this, pieces would fly all over the place and get into other people's mouth. That's what I guess. They said nothing was done against the law. Now, not only did Sugiyama have his penis removed, but he also had his nipples removed. However, these were not served. Oh my gosh, that made news. That made news. What else made news while we're on the subject? Half of U.S. couples are dissatisfied with the duration of their lovemaking. More than half of Americans feel dissatisfied with the length of time their sexual escapades last. Researchers at Wakefield Research, a U.S. company, found that 51% of sexually active adults want their sex to last longer or finish earlier. Now, the study commissioned by the condom manufacturing company Durex stated that that's a good name for a condom company, by the way, stated that 37% of Americans believe sex finishes too quickly, while 14% says sex lasts longer than they would like. They talked to 1,000 adults. The study was called the Sync Sex Survey, very difficult for those of us with lisps, the Think Sex Survey. It also found that 46% of respondents believe they are more likely to see Bigfoot than climax at the same time as a partner. According to 25% of the people, the ideal length of intercourse is 10 minutes or less. 10 minutes. Outdoor sex was also popular. A study found that 75% have made love in a certain location, including car, in a pool, beach. The Eiffel Tower was found to be the most desirable famous place that women would like to have sex in. It is unclear what part of the tower. I would say, remember Lois Lane in Superman 2? She was under the elevator and kept falling. I would say that would probably be good. Buckingham Palace was the second most desirable place to have sex. The White House was found to be the most desirable place among men. As for sex inside the home, 31% of people enjoy having sex in the shower. I've never found the shower to be a good... I'm always afraid of falling down in the shower. You know, being an ER doc and a family doc, you always have people that injure themselves, pass out in the shower, hit their head in the shower, and the paramedics had to come. Maybe I fell in the shower when I was... I did. I fell and I cracked my chin against the bathtub. That's probably where it comes from. Huh, I better tell my husband because he just thinks I'm wacko. 31% like having sex in the shower, 23% prefer the couch, 22% the porch. 22% like the porch. They aren't saying back porch or front porch. The study also found that 61% of Americans believe that a healthy sexual relationship makes you a better husband, wife, or partner. Whew. All right. Well, they could have said outside on the grass with the sprinklers. They could have said a lot more. That's okay. At least they were honest. Okay, have sex on the porch. Is it on the rocking chair, too? All right, what else do we have? Strokes are more common in the southern states. Well, we know that. That's nothing new. Looks like another CDC report has come out. States with the highest risks of stroke include South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, and Nevada. They have the highest rates of stroke. See, they need to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. The Dr. Dahlia show airs in most of these cities right now. Well, next time it airs on all of them. Maybe that's a problem. All right. Yeah, they call it the stroke belt. Now, they said Georgia and South Dakota has shown a significant decrease in stroke. That's good. All right. Looks like CDC says there's been a 3.6% decline. So we're doing something right. How do you protect against stroke? Watch your blood pressure. Watch your cholesterol. Make sure you're not diabetic. Make sure you get checked. Check your carotid arteries. Very easy, simple ultrasound. Shouldn't be expensive, although I know they're starting to cost an arm and a leg for these things. But a carotid ultrasound looks to see how clotted you could be. Clotted? You could be in the carotid arteries. The carotid arteries feed blood to the brain. If you already have plaquing, it's a sign of cardiovascular disease. If you have plaque in the carotid, it's probably a plaquing in the coronaries. But it's an easy test to get checked. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming your way. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Hang me down, hang me down, hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down, hang me down. You gotta hang me down, hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.